special session called back to Austin on Monday. State Representative Kyle Cassell joins us this morning. All right, getting your bags packed, ready to go back over to Capital City, huh?
Yeah, we're starting to make that move. I've just gotten the groove of getting back into rural Texas ranch life and making sure my wife and kids love me, and now it's time to head back.
That's it. Now, I know that you've probably at least heard some talk or been in touch with some of your fellow members of the legislature. What have you been hearing in the last couple of weeks?
You know, obviously we're finally talking about public education, and you can talk about the banner between the lieutenant governor and the speaker, whatnot, the main priorities that now it's at least we're focusing on it, which is a good thing, because public education is, you know, one of my top priorities with 32 independent school districts I'm looking after. And other than that, you know, it's the lapel pin war, whether we pass sunset and sunny die, or do we go 20 for 20 on all the governor's items, and how long will we be there if we don't get to the 20 items? How many times will he call us back? So a lot of speculation, but ready to get over there and gavel in on Tuesday, say the pledge, and pray for the legislature and see where we're going to head, because we can speculate, but until all the pieces of the puzzle are assembled, we really don't know which direction that's going to take.
Well, and truth be told, the House had done what you needed to. It's just that the Senate decided they wanted to put the voucher program on, and that's something that nobody was able to fully support. But yesterday, in case people didn't know, Dan Patrick had a news conference, and he talked about how he had this plan where current and retired teachers could get $600 to $1,000 bonuses. And that's an extra $200 million in the teacher retirement program system as well. Well, nobody's going to be against that. But at the same time, I think the speaker was measured in his response, but glad to hear that the lieutenant governor was at least talking about that.
Absolutely. And that, you know, talking to my colleagues and visiting with a few retired teachers myself, they are upset and worried and concerned, as they should be. But, you know, the system has been broken. We made it actuarially sound and put $700 million in it last session, and we knew coming to this session we're going to have a hole. But you go back a few sessions, and, you know, the premiums have been frozen for about 12 years. And, you know, you don't have less teachers retiring, you have more teachers retiring. I mean, you're almost getting in that same situation with the pension plans in Houston and Dallas, and we've got to find a way to fix it structurally. You know, everything that Lieutenant Governor and the Speaker are talking about, fix the problem for the next 2 years, but then what do we do in 19? What do we do in 21? I mean, we've got to take the time, which, you know, I'll go back to public education, that I thought without the courts hanging over our heads this session, we were going to get down to some serious public education funding structural issues and fix it so we can go forward instead of keep putting Band-Aids on that and TRS care. You know, we need to go over there and fix things. We don't need to go over there and talk about political ideology and worry about how we look to our constituents for a primary run. We need to go over there and govern, and let's hope this special session we get in that mindset and take care of the things we need to, because this is going to cost the taxpayers a lot of money for 181 of us to go back to business for 30 days to work on these issues.
Well, in case folks didn't know, in that news conference yesterday, the lieutenant governor basically said the House's plan for revamping school financing was a Ponzi scheme, his words. So that's not good. Well, let's anticipate that.
Can I comment on that real
please,
quick?
Please, I'd like for you to.
Well, you know, he says there's a Ponzi scheme. We're doing a deferral to move that money, and hopefully we'll be in a better situation in 19. Then he comes back with his own deferral using Medicaid dollars. And why is one a Ponzi scheme and one's not? You know, that's about the only move we have right now to take care of it, is to do deferral till 19 and hope the economy in Texas is in a better shape. And, you know, that could be a safe bet, but like I said, we should have taken the time to do what was right, and both bodies should have been focused on public school finance.
Well, I'm going to bet it's not sunset and sunny die.
I bet we tried, but yeah, I think you're right. It's going to be a little bit more fun political banter between the three heads of state.
Okay, so while we don't know specifically, let's just generally make arrangements that you and I will talk next week. How's that?
I would love that, because we'll be a little bit more informed on Thursday or Friday.
That's the deal. Thanks a lot, Kyle. I appreciate
it. God, have a great weekend.
You too. Thanks.